Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Motivational Monday. You got me, Cody, my co-host Kane, and my co-host Dawson.
Oh, yo.
Boys, what's going on today?
It's another beautiful Monday.
Another beautiful Monday. We're grinding.
We're grinding right now. Hanging out.
Bro sessions.
Today's episode is going to be all about enjoyment, or just fulfilling enjoyment. Just finding whatever makes you happy and just keep doing that. So let me just bring this back here. What made me think of this is I've been reading this book, Feel Good Productivity by Ali Abdaal right now. And so in this book, basically he teaches you that like what you're doing and the process of what you're doing is way more fulfilling than trying to do something for an end goal. So for example, for me personally, this just relates to like media, like video editing. So like rather than focusing on this end product needs to look a certain way. Like for me now, this whole perspective shift of just enjoying editing versus enjoying a finished video has totally changed the way that I view my work right now. And I think that this is a great testament for you guys because you guys are both big gym guys, big gym rats, if you will.
Gym bros.
Big gym bros, if you will.
Jeez.
So I think if anyone can relate to this, I think it's you guys. So when it comes to finding fulfillment or enjoyment in the process of whatever you're doing, whatever you're working on, how do you guys tap into that? Or how did you first start tapping into that?
Do you want to go?
You go. Okay.
So they got a tagline in my gym at Iron Alliance. It says, "The journey is the dream." And I think that I relate with that a lot because a lot of times in my life, I think, and for a lot of us, I'm sure, you know, we always have this destination in place. We want to get here. But as soon as we get here, then we have another destination. You know what I mean? So those are always going to be coming. And I think you learn the most as you're going through the process to get there than you do when you get what you're looking for.
Definitely. Yeah. We had talked about this in a previous episode, but if you're really motivated by money, for example, like if that's all you're going to your job for is just money, and then you make the amount of money that you want to make, when you get to that point, it's almost like an empty feeling. Then it's like, oh shit, now I got to go get more. Or a lot of people put themselves in a position where I'll start making more money and now I'm spending all that more money and now I'm back in the same position. I'm just broke again, you know? So you really just got to sort of sit with yourself and figure out why am I doing what I'm doing? Like the why. What is your why?
I mean, you can embrace the good in pretty much anything you do. And I think it's really important too as well because like for work, for example, no one wants to be there on a fucking Monday grinding it out.
Right.
It's 7:30 in the morning and people are like sitting by each other and you're talking. You don't want to talk to anyone. But like understanding that everyone's kind of feeling the same way as you are about it. And so you try to find the positive or the good in it. And kind of like what he said, like the journey is the dream. I feel a lot of people, they forget that when they say, I have this dream end goal. And then they like you watch like a lot of celebrity interviews or things like that. And people are like, then they complain about when you make it, it sucks. And there's this pressure on you and all this stuff. And they miss being underground. And like these artists that, like for example, like rap, they talk about missing, you know, just in some shitty bedroom making beats and stuff like that. That's nostalgic to them. So many people take that for granted because essentially on the way to the top, that is the living the dream. That is chasing the journey. So
that's what gives you the passion is, you know, the hopes of where you're going to be one day. You know what I mean? You get so amped up because you're always like chasing this dream. You got your boys and everything like, dude, we're going to make it one day. And then you make it.
Totally. You know?
And I think that's why a lot of investors and celebrities, man, they continue to build their growth and their empire because they're not done yet. And they want to continue to feed off of that because of that feeling that they had when they were chasing something. It's just like when you get a chick, like, you know, you're hitting her up, you're chasing her and stuff. And then you get her, you're like, oh, this is great.
The love of the chase.
But then it's like,
then that love dies off and then you start dropping the ball and slacking. Yeah. And that's when that real love comes out.
Right.
Like, shit.
Okay. And now you have to make a choice of love every day. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, you know, I think a lot of people, I tend to forget this all the time, that we don't live forever. You know what I mean? So I think like to be miserable when you're doing something, like, you know, like you're saying, just to find enjoyment in everything that you do. I think that's really essential just to remember that whatever your life is your life. You know what I mean? And you only get one of them. And I think just to be mindful of just trying to be happy regardless of whatever setting you're in is really clutch because like you don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. You don't know how much time you got left. And just to be just upset and pissed off and disgruntled or unhappy every fucking day is just wasting your time and your energy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, for me personally, like bringing it back to video editing, I think this whole perspective shift for me has helped me dive into the tools that I'm working with more. So like, for example, being so focused on a finished product, on the finished video, mm-hmm. I was so much more focused on just getting it done versus learning how to do it better.
Yeah.
And now that I'm more focused on like a process of it, like how am I doing this and how can I expand this and how can I make it better? Then now it's like forced me to learn the programs better or a different style better or film it better so that I can edit it different or whatever the case, you know. Obviously a lot of people can't relate to that, but more of like just enjoying the process of what I'm doing and not just focusing on what is this going to make.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people, and something I've told some people is you got to stop and smell the roses along your journey, and that's that stopping and realizing like I am the person that I dreamt about a year ago.
Yeah.
You have to stop and have that self appreciation, but in the same sense, don't allow that to derail you, because if you do that, then you're not able to plant more flowers and you're not able to keep going and garden more. So it's that balance of, you know, having those long-term, those short-term goals so you can achieve those short-term goals and you can stop and say, hell yeah. But then also looking back on the paper and be like, I have these long-term goals and the only way I'm going to get there is if I keep fucking grinding or if I keep planting these flowers. So
yeah.
I had my moment. I smelled my roses, but I got to keep going. I got to keep planting.
Yep.
For sure. What keeps you guys cracking away? Again, you guys are big gym rats, big gym bros. What keeps you in the gym? Like what about the process of being in the gym makes it enjoyable?
It's Dude. Definitely like the delayed gratification aspect.
Definitely. The delayed gratification. I think a lot of it too for me, man, is that I want to see how far I can push myself. Mm. You know what I mean? In the gym and like, you know, see how big I can get while doing certain things or whatever. I mean, the pain for me, I like to do, you know, when I'm having a bad day or whatever, but that's monetary. Like you're saying, it's momentary. Like you want to go to the gym for other reasons too, but you know, just to see how far I can go, you know what I mean? Seeing bigger dudes like pushing more weight. I'm like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to hit 350. I'm going to hit 360 on my flap ass or whatever. I'm going to grab them 120s one day and push them over my head or whatever. You know what I mean? So I just constantly keep setting goals, like, you know, Dawson's saying or whatever. I want to get here one day. You know what I mean? And just continuously seeing how far I can go, I guess.
Yeah. And I think tying back in with like the delayed gratification aspect, I think just understanding, because you really don't understand. Like my coach, I was kind of in my head one day and I was like, my check-ins are like, I'm spilt over. I look like shit. And he did a side-by-side of 3 months. And he goes, you got to bear in mind that month you were out for health reasons. He's like, so you haven't even been inconsistent 3 months due to health things. Put them side-by-side and you could visually see the difference. Yeah. And I think within bodybuilding, it's a beautiful thing because it's not something like, it's not instant gratification. You know, you have to do it not just days, but weeks, months, years on end. And you continuously keep getting better. And what you put in is what you get out.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to half-ass it, you want to half-ass reps, you want to eat like shit, you want to go to the gym every day, you're going to get exactly out of it is what you put into it. And I love that aspect so much of it because it's such a discipline aspect. And it keeps that pride and ego in check because I think pride is what makes a man, but it will also destroy him.
Oh, definitely.
Because if you allow your pride to and ego to consume you, it will ruin relationships. It will ruin yourself. You'll get off track. So having such a set discipline within your life and in your routine is tremendous to keep you on track.
Yeah, I like what you said there with that delayed gratification. It took a second for it to snap in what it meant. But just with that aspect of, you know, taking the time to get to where you want to be, and also just noticing that that's something that people respect, I think. You know what I mean? Because like when I see, you know, Dawson or other people that have bigger legs than me or whatever, it's like that took him time and sacrifice and intention.
Well, also something that people don't realize, like genetics do play a part in that, especially when it comes to body figure.
Oh yeah.
You know, where it's like for me personally, even before I started working out, I have massive calves for my body size. My calves are the same size as my thighs.
Yeah. Okay, this guy sucks.
Same size as my thighs, my entire life.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. My entire life. So, you know, sometimes when you compare yourself to other people when it comes to how you look, especially, you just got to realize like some things are just completely out of your control, or like they don't have to work near as hard to get that as you did. Let's use money for a good example. Someone who comes from a family who's extremely wealthy and well-connected,
yeah,
they're obviously predisposed to having more opportunity to make money right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you look at someone and say, I really want to live their life because they make more money, you really got to sit and think like, do they really have the same circumstances as me? You know? And that's one thing that people really drop the ball on. They just see the end product and they don't realize like the road to get there may have been way harder for them or way easier for them.
And that's,
you just don't know.
That's kind of what you're saying as far as enjoying what you have though.
Totally.
Too, though. Because those dudes that got it easy probably don't respect it as much.
You that's know a good mean? Point. No. And there's something to be said about earning something.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
If, you know, for people like us that come from the struggle and had to work for everything that they had or whatever, we appreciate that more because we had to actually put in the work to get there. And I think also that other people that notice that, I mean, if you look at like all the motivational speakers and all the people that came from nothing, dude, like you're like, dude, that dude's the shit compared to like Elon Musk kids or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were like,
dude, I was listening to a motivational video on YouTube, like maybe a year or two ago by Inky Johnson, ex NFL player.
Never heard.
No. Dude, I'm going to send you guys both the link after this. But basically his story is that like all he wanted to do was be an NFL player. And I don't remember what the story was. He had a really bad injury and it was career ending. Basically, the doctor told him like, sorry, dude, like you're not going to play football ever again. And he basically was like, with all due respect, doc, like I'm going to do it. Like I don't have any other choice. Like this is all I want to do. So long story short, basically he just forced himself to some intensive rehab on, you know, his own regimen that he got in and he just never stopped. And then he became an NFL star.
Yeah.
So it's like a super motivational video. Again, I'll send you guys the link after this, but holy shit, if that doesn't like inspire you, then I don't know what will.
Well, I mean, like I tore my left hamstring.
Might have been ouch.
4 years ago. I tore it like, I don't know how bad. I never went in and got x-rays or they never followed up with x-rays. So I'm like, whatever. But yeah, I was literally can't get this shit right. I was doing a good morning with 135 and I snapped my hamstring. How the fuck does that happen?
Yeah,
well, the Friday before that I was deadlifting, I felt it kind of cramp up. And then that Monday is when I was, so I'm guessing I tore it Friday and then I completely tore the shit on. But I mean, even to this day, you can see and feel the separation in the muscle. And that set me out of leg days I didn't even touch a leg movement for 6 months.
Yeah.
And so after that, like I wasn't fully back into pushing even 225 in a squat for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was a huge setback too, because like I love training legs. Like it's just, there's something about it. Like you have to like actually take it serious. You can't half-ass it. If you want them to grow, you got to train them hard. So that took a tremendous blow to the old lifting career. And I mean, I had to really kind of hone in. And I mean, 3 days later, I was in there trying to do like incline chest press and I couldn't even do that because of leg drive.
Yeah.
So,
damn, that had to have been devastating.
Yeah. And I'm dealing with an insertion tear on my shoulder right now. So I haven't been able to lift any upper body, any pulls or nothing for 2-3 weeks.
You can't get a pump. And that's
even get a pump. Ugh. So I've been doing legs and cardio for three times a day doing legs, or sorry, 3 times a week doing legs and cardio every day, twice a day, just to stay motivated or just to stay disciplined.
Yeah.
And you know, and the cool thing is that switching it back to the enjoyment is now I'm learning to enjoy the hunger because my coach is pulling back calories.
Yep.
So now we're going to focus on
cutting
body fat, you know what I mean? And training legs and everything like that. And it's been actually a lot of growth mentally for me to transition from that and learn to love, you know, the starvation and pushing myself in a different direction.
And like, you can also go back to the drawing board and within that, like relearn how to train legs properly, because you know, that's something I did too. Like I was able to train my upper body and learn how to, you know, contract at the back better and, you know, do different movements better. And so like taking that time to focus on the aspects that you can train and looking at it in that positive note and enjoying the journey of learning how to be better and how to train better. Right. Those body parts is huge as well.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. Boys, I think that's a great motivational Monday there. If you're solid. Not fired up right now, then I don't know what the hell is going on.
You need to call Karen.
Yeah. I'm inspired. I'm going to run through a goddamn wall right now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another Motivational Monday with Cody, Kane, and Dawson. Well, is there anything you want to drop on these guys before we head out of here?
Crush your Monday.
Get to work safe. Have a kick-ass day.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
There it is.
Heard that.
Send it to your mom.